Hello there. Glad you're spending some time on my website. Hope you're winding down for a good holiday season. It's all going well for you. Cold throughout the whole country, particularly down here in the deepest of the deep southern states where I live in Louisiana. Temperatures got down to into the high 20s and 30s here. It was very, very cold for us. As we look at the Christmas season, I got in a lengthy discussion here this week with someone about what would happen if Jesus were born today. What if he was, we have this revered preacher, teacher, radical, certainly was radical, a prophet. What if he'd been born 2,000 years later, not under the Roman Empire, but under our situation today? I wonder how he would have been treated and how his views would have been picked up on and followed. Rather than traveling to Bethlehem, what they had to do for the census, you had to go to your local kind of county courthouse, I guess, for a census. That's why Jesus' parents were going to Bethlehem in the first place. He would have still had to do it today that he'd been mailed a 28-page American Community Survey that's mandatory to fill out. If you don't fill it out, there's a $5,000 fine for not filling it out. And instead of being born in a manger, he would have probably been born at home, but that's not passe today. You know, social workers have brought charges against parents unless they have assisted home delivery. In many states, you just can't have a child born at home anymore. So Jesus would have run into that problem. And of course, immediately upon his child, Jesus being born, he would have had blood tests. His DNA would have been taken without his parents' knowledge. And they'd have been put into a database in which we are all in. And so he'd have found a whole different world today, I guess is the point I'm making. If he disappeared for a few hours, you know, Jesus pretty much disappeared for 30 years. We don't know anything about his early life. Well, if he was left alone at all, you'd have had his parents cross-examined and handcuffed and eaten apart in terms of what happened to the kid. From the moment Jesus made contact with the extremist John the Baptist, gosh, what a radical he was. He'd have been flagged for surveillance. He'd been put into a database, and the FBI would have certainly put a dossier on him. His anti-government views would have certainly resulted in him being labeled domestic extremist. They'd have watched him very, very closely. I think we all know that. And then, of course, he couldn't live as an itinerant preacher. He'd have been threatened for arrest for daring to live off the grid or sleeping outside. You can't do that in America today. And being a government dissident and a potential threat to its power, again, there had been spies around his followers. He would have been infiltrated in all he did. His large crowds, Jesus grew these large crowds and fed the masses. Why, in Florida, they arrested a 90-year-old man for feeding the homeless on a public beach. So you can't do that. You can't gather large crowds without a permit, and you certainly can't feed people when you have your gatherings like that. So, then Jesus goes for 90 days, rather for 40 days into the desert, has these conversations with the devil. He probably would have been labeled as mentally ill and put in some kind of a psychiatric ward. So either way, whether Jesus had been born in our modern age, he still would have had some real problems with the police state. So we got to use some common sense in what we do. People are very angry in America today, both in the left and the right. And we've got to use some calm in government of not to overreact and hopefully let it all settle down. So things really have not changed that much of how Jesus would have lived today versus how he lived 2,000 years ago. Don't want to put any damper in your Christmas, though. Do have hope you have a holiday, happy holiday, whether you have a Hanukkah bush up or a Christmas tree. Best wishes for the new year. We'll talk to you again next week.